Jerseys of Hope is a nonprofit committed to inspiring a sense of community and well-being in hospitals through the donation of athletic jerseys to be worn by patients rooting for their favorite team. In the past 7 years, Jerseys of Hope has given out over 2,000 jerseys to lift the spirits of hospital patients. They have impacted the needy in 4 countries and 11 states. Please visit jerseysofhope.org to learn more. We're so honored to partner with Jerseys of Hope and be a small part of the large impact they make.
Let my tree bear good fruit so I can be used by you.
Welcome to the Unscripted Podcast. This is Caitlin. Each episode, my Uncle Aaron interviews guests that are living their lives unscripted. The song you are hearing is the music from our dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their music wherever you stream your favorite songs. For now, from his studio, here's my Uncle Aaron.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my Jerseys of Hope studios here in Columbus, Ohio. So my guest today was, y'all seen him. So he's a returning guest. We have a lot to talk about, but why don't you introduce yourself and we'll just go from there. Let me.
What's up, everybody? Bear Bailey from South Louisiana. I'm about 35 minutes south of New Orleans.
So the first time you and I recorded, you were viral famous for singing in a gas station.
Yeah.
Since then, dude, you've been to Nashville. You've met country recording artists. We both have more tats than we had the first time you and I talked. Man, dude, let's talk. Right. I got all up on my arm, but man, so how are you, bro? Like, how are you, man?
Man, I'm doing great. You know, I went through a lot, been through a good bit, ups and downs, valleys. But I think that you learn, as cliche as this is, and as usual, I think you learn to appreciate the mountaintops when you've been in the valleys. And, you know, I slipped and fell years ago. I had gotten clean and sober. And when I went to Nashville, I was dealing with fame and I was going through a separation and just a lot of stuff. And, me and my ex, she's a good person and a good mom. Sometimes just two people don't work out. And that was our situation. And I wish her nothing but the best. But anyway, we went through that. And then, you know, a lot of people don't understand this happened for me overnight, right, Aaron? Like,
right.
Overnight, my life completely changed. Then I was dealing with that. Then, you know, just this and this and this. And there's a lot of people in Nashville that I would love to just say I'm sorry to, because I wasn't the best version of myself. But, you know, the Bible says that we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Mm-hmm. So I'm here today to just put it out there, man, and say that, you know, God has totally delivered me again. And that's mm-hmm. the good thing.
That's is the beauty of grace,
a lot of
right?
us are delivered. We're delivered agains. That's what we're called, the agains, because he again delivered me. And the Bible talks about he sets our feet on a solid foundation. And that's where I'm at, man. And I'm just happy. I'm healthy. I'm living for God. And God's just doing tremendous, amazing things. I am in just a really, really good place, and I'm very thankful.
Well, dude, I'm proud of you. So if nothing else comes out of this interview, because I don't know when people click out because they're on a treadmill or, you know, out walking their dog. But I want to start by saying I'm really, really proud of you.
Thank you, man. I'm really proud of you too, buddy.
Well, thank you. I have so much to ask you because the first time we interviewed, you were TikTok viral. And so that's what we do in this world, right? That it's such a weird economy of this world is we raise people up. And I don't know, dude, you've gone TikTok viral. I've never done that in my life. Maybe someday I will. And I honestly hope I don't, because I don't want to do that, but you did.
Well, you're a wise man.
Well, you did, but here's the thing. It led you to people realizing and recognizing. And here's the thing I want to tell you the most is that God gave you a voice.
Yes, he did, man. Yes, he did.
And you have used his voice. You have heard his voice.
I sure have.
In your life. Look, at the end of the day, we are all sheep and we go astray.
That's right.
And so I want to tell you that as your friend, as your brother, we all go astray. And I, I know there's been history since 2 years ago. I was looking it up today. 2 years ago, we recorded on Zoom and it was garbage and the audio and video was garbage. Not the interview. Your story was incredible because that's you. But at the end of the day, we're all sheep and we all go astray.
That's that full.
How about that, man?
You know, I don't want to say 360 because 360, you just start right back where you're at. But that's that full 180, man.
180.
And I'll tell you, in that podcast, if you don't mind me saying this right quick, Aaron.
Sure.
You know, in that podcast, I was living a very I was wearing a mask. It was a very big facade. I can openly say that. And I'm not ashamed of it because that's the power of the testimony, right? Is when I'm open like this, it shows other people, hey, if he can do it, I can too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was in a place where I was so afraid of not looking the part, not being that perfect image, right? When the whole time there's so much beauty in our imperfections. That's how God gets all the glory. That's how people can then, when they see those cracks in you, that's when they go, that dude's real. That dude's genuine. And that's where I'm at right now. I feel the Holy Spirit all over me as I'm talking, you know, because in those moments, I was such a phony and such a fake. I was trying to, now it was coming from a good place, but I was trying to mimic what I thought someone who had virality or this viral moment, someone who had this image, how they were supposed to act.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the whole time just looking like a phony in the process.
Well, here's the thing.
Place where I'm just me and I'm genuine and I'm real. And that's just, it's how it has to be.
Well, let me give you grace because I think our Lord gives us grace. You and I both understand and lean into that, right? At the end of the day, you went from something like everybody else that listened to that podcast. You were, you know, I was a construction. What were you doing?
I was welding in Alaska. I was working off the Aleutian Isles of Alaska on a little island called Unalaska.
All right. So anybody listening to this, let's give my guy some grace because you went from welding in Alaska to being TikTok famous
overnight.
So again, I just want to give everybody some perspective here because it's important, man. It's important because you're my brother and I love you. It's really important that we talk about this. You went from welding in Alaska to Keith Urban putting up your video at his concert and then Tim McGraw and all Gary there, dude, we could list a bunch of A-list country singers recognizing you. And all of a sudden, dude, you went from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. And I have a feeling if most people listening are honest, let's be really, really honest. They went from 0 to 100, like you did, their life would change. I want to make sure people understand when we make people TikTok famous, they went from welding in Alaska to whatever it might be. And that's just what we do as a society. And then we're really quick to tear them down. So I don't know. I just want to give you your flowers, man. Like I know if I went from 0 to 100, I'm not sure how I would handle that.
I appreciate that, man. And it was very powerful the way you put it. It was very true. You know, man, I'll tell you this. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I'm still very thankful that it happened because of the people that I've been able to help with my story. Because a lot of people, the one thing that people say about me the most, you know, right? And when I look away from you, Aaron, I'm just thinking, but a lot of people say all the time, you know, you're just the average guy down the street and this happened and look how good God is. And I love that because it's genuinely who I am. But at the same time, the negatives that come with it are the fact that your life is then completely taken like this, not just flipped upside down, but shaken and then flipped upside down. And then I was left like a snow globe with all the pieces that used to be secure and in place falling down now and gathering. And I'm having to pick up and learn how to be again. And I'm having to learn how to put the puzzle pieces of me back together. But the problem is the old you isn't you no more.
Yeah.
So you have to now learn how to cope. And that's what I've had to do, you know. And people have been so gracious to me, and I'm very thankful. But, man, I won't lie. I had my moments of arrogance. I had my moments of pride. I had my moments, you know, definitely where your chest is all puffed out. I mean, how can it not? And, again, like you said, if people are honest and people can judge me even when I say that, but unless you live it and you really have ever been in it, it's you really have no grasp on it of what it's actually like. You know, I mean, the day after my first video went viral, I went to Academy with my dad, and like 40 people swarmed me in the fishing section and just wanted autographs and pictures. And I did. That was the night after my first video. Right. And so my life literally flipped upside down. And I'm so thankful for all my fans, all my followers. But I think now I have a sense of responsibility to them where I am honest and I am open and I am me and I show them Christ in me.
I still want to get you in that gas station with an unscripted t-shirt, and I want to be there. And you singing "Can You Stand the Rain?"
That's the only reason. If I knew it all the way through, I would. You know, and you said something right there that was,
yeah.
You said, and then we tear them down. I really was fortunate with that. I didn't really have anybody backbiting me or stabbing me or taking me down. I didn't have any of that. What I did was, is I took a hiatus from TikTok. That was all it was. No one actually ever tore me down. There was never anything negative said about me. There really isn't anything negative to say about me other than, you know, my inner circle. I did a lot of people wrong in the sense of, when I say I did them wrong, let me rephrase that. I let them down. I coupled under pressure, and I give myself grace for that. Again, this isn't me not giving myself grace. But sometimes you have to be honest, too, about where you were. And I was in a place where I coped with drugs and alcohol. And I hurt people that really had sunk a lot of their lives and a lot of their efforts behind me. And to all those people out there, I am very sorry. I can own those things. And I've made amends with a lot of them. You know, but the beauty of that, of reconciliation, is it's not only for them, it's for you too. And in that, you get to feel the Father's love, man. And that's where I've been. I've been in a healing journey. And I'm so good with me now. If you'd have met me 2 years ago, probably that was around the height of when I blew up. You probably would have thought I had it all together. Dude, I was the most insecure person. And I was struggling with identity crisis because you blow up and all these people all of a sudden love you and like you. And you sitting there going, am I the real deal? You almost feel like a phony in a way when you're not. You just don't. You're like, I just sang in a gas station. Like, you don't know how to handle it, you know?
Right. The enemy's going to go to where we want to be famous and then make us famous in that, just so he can tempt us with a lot of things that are going to tear us down.
I'll say one thing to you that was so good that you said that. And I want people like to look right here when I say this, because I'm so serious. I used to want that so bad.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy I went through it, because I found out really quick, y'all, you truly don't want it when you know what comes with it.
Right.
And I'm truly in a place now where I could care less about fame. And I honestly, believe that or not, I don't care. I know that me and Jesus, he knows I'm being honest. I am so happy sitting here in my very little home, loving it, having a wonderful time with the love of my life, our two kittens, playing some Apex, having a good time. And just, I still do big things, yes, in the eyes of people. I am thankful that Instagram just had a big blow up moment, but at the end of the day, take it all away. Give me Jesus, bro. That's all that. That's the God's honest truth.
Well, let me testify. So you and I were DMing, and you introduced me to voice messages on Instagram today, because I didn't know you could record on Instagram. But with to get this interview done, bro, you were recording messages, and in the background on one of them was "Gratitude" by Brandon Lake. And I told you, you know, I talked a few minutes ago, I told you, you got to go see Brandon Lake, because that guy is speaking truth. And here's the thing. I pray over Brandon Lake, because Brandon Lake's probably living the life that we just talked about, right? It happens to every artist. And so we got to pray for those people that we listen to their worship songs and we're so impacted by their worship song. We got to pray for them, because, man, the world's crazy. But Brandon Lake is anointed right now. And I love me some Brandon Lake, bro.
Such a time as this. He's killing it.
Oh, dude. But when you left me a voicemail in the background, I heard Gratitude by Brandon Lake. And so I want to tell people, you're living the life that you're talking about right now. And I'm proud of you, dude. I'm so proud of you. When we go back to the sober thing, man, I'm proud of you, because people need to understand how difficult that journey is. And I'm so, so proud of you. And the fact that everything you just said about, I don't care, man, like, give me Jesus.
That's it, man.
Right?
Because I tell you this, it's, you know, so first off, I can say this to you. I have had very, very dark moments, even before I met you, before the viral moment. As a young kid, I battled with a lot of inner demons that I had dealt with, and I fell into drugs and addiction, and mainly pain pills, opiates, stuff like that when I was younger, and God totally healed me, right? And then had the viral blow-up moment. Went through separation, went through a bunch of stuff, went through everything. And whenever I did, fell right back into something I swore that I'd never fall into again, and that I promised God I wouldn't fall into again. And then when you slip up and you mess up, and this is for the people that hear me out there right now that are living in this moment.
Yeah.
Addiction has no favorite. It chooses any and everybody. A lot of people would have never known I was in addiction. But I was struggling so bad.
Right.
There are people that we don't know. There are doctors and lawyers. There are cops. There are people everywhere, all over. It is no respecter of person at all. And I now, even, and well, let me not chase rabbits. I'm ADD as crap. So y'all forgive me. This is the real bear you're seeing right here.
It's unscripted, right? Hey, so am I. So we're together. I got you. We're here.
When I slipped back into it, all these thoughts that the enemy puts in your head, these are the thoughts I were having. Wow, God just gave you all this and look at you. God just did all this and look at that. Man, you promised you'd never fall back into that. Look at you now. It's a very condemning. It's condemnation. And that is not of God.
No.
Fear is not of God. And all of these things, and a lot of people, the reason you hear the word cope, and a lot of reason, I figured this out from God, and I feel God so strong right now, even as I'm speaking, I'm this close to tears, but a lot of times, the reason people, I would say 95% of the time that people fall into drugs is because the devil, he cannot conjure up joy. Only God can. So drugs and alcohol are his substitute for joy and peace and comfort that only Jesus can give you. So when we're not living for him and we're not close to him, even though he's only a whisper away, when we're not walking with him, we don't realize that, right? So what do? We slip into things. We start coping with alcohol. We start coping with drugs. We start coping with this, with that, with sex and with love life and with this and with that. When the whole time God's just sitting there going, come here, come here, come here, come here. And I'm telling you, that's where I've been with it. It's just been an incredible journey. It's been huge, man.
Let me tell you this really quick, man. You are holy, you are righteous, and you are redeemed.
Thank you, brother.
So anything outside of those three things that you have heard, and this is what I want to tell anybody that's listening to this today. If you're struggling with something, you are holy, you are righteous, and you are redeemed. If you are a believer of Christ, you are those three things, man. And that's how he sees you. He can't love you anymore. He can't love Bear Bailey anymore today than he does already. And I'm proud of you, man. And I'm just really, really proud of you. And anybody listening, I'm proud of you if you're listening and have heard that you are holy, righteous, and redeemed.
Right. You're worthy. It's very true.
You're worthy. And there, yeah, four things, right? There's nothing you can do today to make him love you any more than he already does.
Very true. And very good. The Bible
despite
says
whatever you're walking through, right, bro? Right, whatever.
Yeah, the Bible says that there's nothing that we can do that can separate us from the love of God. It says that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. It says that he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And it says that even if we make our bed in hell, he's there with us.
That's right. And that's called grace. And that's why Easter, that's why Good Friday and Easter Sunday are really important on the calendar.
Yes, indeed, man.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk music, dude, because I just said it. Let me say it one more time. You wrote a song that is incredibly powerful to me, and it's called Churches and Bars. And honestly, it has a lot to do with what we just talked about.
I actually didn't write that.
Okay. You sang it.
I sang it. Yes. I didn't write that, but I did sing it. Yes.
You sang it. But there's a line in that song. There's a line in that song that says, we all need a little saving. And so I think this folds in really well to what we're talking about. We all need a little saving. We all need a little grace. We all get a little broken. Yeah, we need a little place. We can do a little finding when we get a little lost. So you've recorded now. You've put out a few songs. You got a brand new one. Let's talk music, dude. Where are you at? What's going on with music?
Music right now, man, I don't want to say the name of let me get out of my ADD blah, 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 blah mode.
it's unscripted, so baby. That's what we do.
It's always been that one thing I've ran to. I am a writer. I don't think I'm the best writer, but I do write music. My new single that we just put out is called Better Off. And it's pretty much saying I was better off before I ever met you. And that song, I did help write that with a couple of other guys. And that was a really, really neat song. Churches and Bars was one of those songs when we were shopping. I heard that song and it really spoke to me because a lot of times, man, I don't care what the world says. I've witnessed the people while I was drunk in a bar and I've heard from the Lord while I've been in bars.
Absolutely.
And it's the truth, you know. And so that's the message for that whole entire, you know, we all need a little saving. We all need a little grace. I love that song. Mm. We all get a little broken. Yeah, we all need a place. That song is the bridge of that song is definitely my favorite. But moving forward with music, there definitely will be a Christian album that's coming. I feel it from the Lord. But it's going to be a very raw, very real, very different approach to Christian music. It's going to be just a lot of vulnerability, a lot of just being honest with myself. And it's going to be a deep journey. There's going to be a lot of fun in it too, though, of course, but it's going to be just raw and real, man. And that's where we're moving. And so, yeah.
So here's the thing. I love me some Jelly Roll, and Jelly Roll is huge right now, right?
Oh, he's doing it. I've met him one time, and he was the nicest person you could ever meet. Gives the best hug ever.
He's a big old dude, and so I can imagine a big old Jelly Roll hug. But at the end of the day, Jelly Roll is popular because Jelly Roll is singing songs like I'm one drink away from the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean.
Love that line.
As you and I both know, right? Like, that's lyrics and that's music. So, but I think Jelly Roll's, and here's a perfect example as we're talking about this. Jelly Roll is being attacked because of some of the lyrics that he is. And he's said he's faithful and, you know, he's, I don't know, dude, but that guy's getting attacked too. So are you, as your brother, as your friend, are you prepared if you come out with a Christian album? Are you prepared for what could come your way?
So here's the deal. I am someone who always struggled with anxiety and with, I would like to call it supernatural fear. There are people out there that really, I wouldn't say I'm an overthinker. A lot of times overthinkers, and you'll find that a lot of artists and a lot of creatives, like creative people like me, that make their living off artistry. Like I make my living off talking, and I'm called to be a pastor. I've been called to be a preacher since I was a kid.
Let's go.
I ran from it, but I am definitely prepared. And the reason I'm prepared is because I know that I have God. And I pray Psalm 91 over my life every day. And listen, I say it all the time. There are people out there that believe that there's a heaven, but there's no hell. Mm. If you believe in God, you got to believe in the devil. Now, I don't believe that you give the enemy props for everything. Like, no, sometimes it's just Monday. You hit a pothole and you got a flat tire. Not all of it is the devil. You know what I mean? But there are times where you know, okay, this is supernatural. This isn't from God. So where else can it be from? I'm being attacked like crazy. And I pray blessings over Jelly Roll, man, because he has such a positive message. And I believe that his message breaks yokes. I believe that guy is anointed. And I believe that there are a lot of times Jesus sneaks up in them writing rooms. I know he does when he's writing them songs because they hit home. But I'm prepared, man. There's always going to be people that talk trash about me. There's going to be people that talk trash about who I was in the past, but they don't know who I am today. And a lot of them might be right. Maybe that was who I was in the past, but it's not who I am now. And God can do that for every person that's listening to this. You don't have to stay where you're at.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and testify that you're not who you were. I'm not who I was 2 years ago. And I think most people, hopefully, if they're listening, 2 years ago, where were you? So let me ask, like, if anybody's in the sound of my voice on this podcast, 2 years ago, where were you? Are you that same person today? You and I are not. And I want to testify for my brother who's on today again. And it's not just because you're on the podcast, man. I've seen the fruit in your life. And I know that you're not who you were 2 years ago when we recorded on a really bad Zoom call with no audio. And right, it was trash, man. And so if people want to go find that episode, you can. But at the end of the day, that was 2 years ago. And hopefully we're all getting better sound and getting on a better video. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm making an analogy, but hopefully we're all evolving. And if you're not, that's okay too. Because 2 years from now, when we record, hopefully it's not 2 years from now. Hopefully it's like no, soon. Man, but if we record again 2 years from now, where are we going to be, man? And I know, I believe firmly that you're going to be in a place that's even better than you are today. But
yeah, I would see that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's what I want to tell you is that Jesus isn't going to love you any more 2 years from now than he does today.
Oh, yeah, man.
Seriously.
You know, I'll tell you another thing. I've always felt this. You know, you've brought up a couple times like Jelly Roll being attacked and, you know, other people. You know, it's amazing how when someone gets big or someone has any type of fame or notoriety, the lies and the things that people start throwing out there, it's crazy, man. I have heard some of the biggest lies about me. Ashley, my fiance, smirking right now because there was one night I was like eight states away and somebody said that I was being inappropriate out at a bar and talking to this girl. And the whole time I was like nine states away. I mean, but you get stuff like that all the time. And I say that to say this, when it comes to Jelly Roll, when it comes to artists, when it comes to anybody who does what we do, and I say that loosely, I'm not on their level, but when it comes to people who are in this industry, literally y'all don't believe anything you hear and only about 20% of what you see. Okay. And that's the truth. People love to start to incite scandals. People love drama. It's sad, but it's so true. Drama sells.
Yeah.
And there are times, look, they had one time, wasn't it, babe? They had one time. Yeah, I'm that real, y'all. There's somebody in here with me right now. But they had one time, right, babe? Somebody said that I had died. Yeah, so they said I died and scared my mom to death, who's very sick.
Come on.
And I was just like, that, and I got upset about that because I was like, you just scared everybody in my family, you know, but it's crazy what people think they can do behind these screens and these little keypads, you know?
Yeah. We're running out of time. You were so gracious today to come on with me because I love you, dude. I love you so much. I really do. And I want you back on. So, all right, first of all, let's do a couple things. I got to take care of some homework. Number one, the single. Where can people find you? What, you know, is there a website? Where can the people find you? Tell me all about your links.
I'll make it quick, man. So I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, anything else? I think it's just Spotify. Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music. Just type in my name, Bear Bailey. And the new single, Better Off, is out there. I hope you guys really enjoy it. It's more me. It's a different sound. I'm more soulful, R&B-ish, and it's there.
Number two, do you have a website?
I do not have a website yet. We're working on everything.
I know a company that can help with that.
Oh, well, thank you. I am no longer with my last label. They were great people. I just am no longer signed anymore. I'm a free agent. And so
you're in the transfer portal, baby.
That's it, man.
All right. We'll talk offline on that. Number three, your socials. Where can people find you on social media? Obviously, TikTok. Right?
All of them are verified, by the way. I say that because a lot of people are getting, fake accounts, all that. Just Bear Bailey One. You can find it at everything. Bear Bailey One.
Bear Bailey, the number one?
Yep. Just Bear Bailey One. Bear Bailey number one.
All right. Last but not least, can we please get me to, I'll get me there, but can I come down to the gas station, give you a shirt? Can you sing Can You Stand the Rain while I'm in the background buying? I'll be in the background buying a Diet Coke while you're singing, "Can You Stand the Rain" with an unscripted shirt on.
Man, we are definitely going to make that happen, my brother. I'll take you some crawfish and we'll do some good eating and have fun. Let's go.
Man, I love you. I'm proud of you, dude. I'm proud of you. I don't know what else to say besides I'm proud of you. And I don't know, that probably means nothing coming from me, but I know that's coming from God, because I know he's proud of you. And you are holy, righteous, redeemed, and
Jesus
in his eyes, dude. And I'm really proud of you. And I'm so honored that you would come back on again, bro.
Thank you, man. I'm so sorry. I'm yawning like crazy. Thank you.
I put you to sleep, bro.
God bless you, dude. And I'm so, so proud of you. And I'm thankful, man. This meant a lot to me, Aaron. God bless you, buddy.
This has to be said. You were doing something at a women's shelter this morning. Is that right?
So not at the women's shelter this morning, but we have merchandise that we go and buy. Like, I buy all these shirts. They're not mine. I just go buy them. Love. And then it's one of the ways that we make a living. We sell this stuff on when I go live, I sell it. I sign my shirts and sell it off to my fans and followers. And we were just raising money. We've been raising money for the Women and Children's Shelter in New Orleans, Louisiana. And we're going to surprise the shelter tomorrow and go give 3 30-gallon bins full of shampoos, conditioners, deodorant, socks, just stuff for these ladies to feel like ladies again, man. And just blessing a tremendous outreach.
Well, here's the thing. It's not about works. It's about our life, right? But, you know, but our works also influence our life. And so thanks for your good works, bro. Thanks for your good works.
Thank you, buddy.
Give your fiance a huge hug. I know we had a lot to do today to get this done. And I appreciate you jumping through those hoops, bro. I love you. Let's stay in contact. Okay.
We love you too, buddy. God bless. Amen.
Talk soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Unscripted Podcast. Make sure to review and share wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps out our mission to encourage everyone to live life unscripted. Until next time, keep living life unscripted.